guys have been doing really nice, and you know, it's been fun, you know. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Okay, so today is gonna be like another fun discussion day. So I'm gonna be having kind of a question and answer type of thing with my friends, but today's discussion is going to be on like, is it on or about or whatever, traveling. So this, we expect this to be very much fun because we're going to be talking about different places we've been to, and then I have like follow-up questions that I'm going to ask them. But before I start, let me have them introduce themselves and then we'll get on with it. So
my name is Jennifer. I'm from the Ivory Coast. At least that's where I grew up. And then,
hi guys, my name is Ife. I'm from Nigeria.
That's what I'll ask for. So me, apart from Nigeria, where I come from, we're all in the US now. And I've been to Benin Republic. It's like, just like behind Nigeria. Like it's beside us. It's not even far. But yeah, I've been there and probably like stopovers when we're traveling. Stopovers in different countries where you're traveling back home.
No, okay, I've been here.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys.
Wait, how long does it have to be? Does it count if it's just one day?
I mean, yeah. I mean, as far as like you're able to explore that area.
Yeah, it's kind of like you got out of the airport.
Yeah.
Airport.
I did not.
I got out of the airport, but I noticed.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
No, I should be asking.
Yeah, her list is long.
I used to be thinking.
Okay, so me, I've only been to a few places. Well, I grew up in Ivory Coast. I've been to Ghana, which is right next to Ivory Coast. I've been to Togo, which is right next to Ghana. And I've also been in, what's it called, in Spain. So that's like the furthest I've been from my country and where I spent like a lot of time. And then here in the US.
Spain, that sounds interesting. Okay, so Auntie Ife, where have you been to?
I've been to Kenya, London, and Nigeria. Well, with layovers. Oh, wait, what? There's in Nigeria.
Wait.
Sorry, I was born in Nigeria. I meant to say the United States of America.
Okay.
I'm from Senegal, so I've been to Senegal. I went to Mauritania. I've lived in Cameroon. I've lived in Bangladesh. Then I traveled to Qatar. I've been to the US here. I've been to New Zealand. I've been to Australia.
Hey.
I've been to Dominica.
Alright, so what did you like about that place and what didn't you like? Wherever you've been to. So, let me start. So, I mean, I'm here in the US now because we're all studying here. I like the, you know, seeing like a whole new culture and everything. I mean, like watch movies back home and everything. And also, I like the holiday seasons, you know, but I don't like the winter, that's one thing. Too cold, and that's one thing that. And then for Benin Republic, I really love that place, so I can't even be thinking of what I didn't like, but I don't know. See, yeah, for now, I don't know if there's anything I did not like in Benin Republic.
So what did you like?
What did I like? Okay, I liked the fact that, those people. I mean, everywhere is like a really tropical area.
Mm-hmm.
For the food, there was one thing that they introduced me to. It's called shawarma and lekaye.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I love lekaye. I don't know. If I just hear it, don't bribe me.
Yogurt.
Oh, so yeah, the yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the
you don't
yogurt.
Want to bribe me. I'll be like, go and buy me shawarma. Lekaye.
Oh,
and that's it. But, yeah.
Okay. So, let me see. Ghana. I love Ghana because it's very clean. So when I went there, it was just really nice. Like, I would go to clean, but Ghana is like a different level compared to Ivory Coast. So it was very nice, and then they're very organized, and it was was like the first place where I got like out of control. Well, I went to the States when I was like smaller, so let's not talk about that because I was like but yeah, Ghana was nice and the food also was, yeah, it was cool and okay. Like, it was nice. Not too different from Africa, but like they eat like really good portions. Like, at least like compared to like, at least the woman we're staying at, she just give us food like this. I was like, okay. So that was nice. And then Togo, I love Togo. Togo is actually my dad's country. That was the first time I went there. And it's actually like, my mom, she's, but I get what she's saying. It's like people are very friendly and it's very like the lifestyle is very simple. So like it's their economy is not like same thing with the beach. It's like the city is there and the beach is like, right there. So that was very cool. And then I went to the village also, my dad's village, and that was super nice. Like the food was very simple, like the river right there. So it's cool to get that traditional taste. And then for Spain, I love Spain. So one thing I really loved was the architecture and like the style of the buildings. Like they have a lot of cathedrals and like beautiful churches and stuff like that. So it was just like, wow, like this is very nice. Like they, in terms of the style, it's like beautiful, like kind of old style sometimes. Mm-hmm. The food is very nice too. I tried calamari.
Is that calamari?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I didn't like calamari.
You know?
I know.
Oh,
it's so good.
And then like Spanish, like people, they're very nice also. Like compared to other Europeans, like they, I don't know, I haven't been to like someone like that.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're very welcoming. And then
so Dominican Republic, I love like the museums. They had like so many museums, and like we went to the cathedral, and like, do you know what's the interesting thing? When we went, if you wear something too short, you tell you no, you have to go back and cover. Like, like I felt like, oh, they were being like really respectful of like the place of God. Like,
yeah,
I know it's not everywhere, but like, I really like that. And also the food, of course, I love the food. And like,
did they have spicy food?
Yeah. And went to the beach and like it was so beautiful. Like everything is just so beautiful there. What I did not like, I don't know what. Oh, one other thing that I like, the chocolate. we made chocolate and I loved it. I cannot tell you what. Oh, what I did not like, I don't know. I got allergies there. like my body has rashes, but I don't know why. Then we have Australia. So beautiful. My favorite part is like the Great Barrier Reef, and then just being able to hold a koala.
Oh,
yes. Okay. Like swimming for the Great Barrier, like swimming next to the like the fish and like other things, and then what else? It's just beautiful. Thinking like that. New Zealand is just like the unique like history and like. Went to a museum, Te Papa, and they had, you know, you guys watched Moana, right?
Yeah.
To the boat that she had, there was a boat like that in the museum. It was really beautiful. And I would say, like, the ecosystem with, like, the animals, the birds are so unique and so rare. And also the fact that you can walk in the city, you are able to walk, like, distance. It's not like, oh, you always need to take your car. So I really like that. Oh, I did not like nothing. I loved everything. Oh, after that, I think Qatar. Like I only spent one day there, but like just then there is Bangladesh. So what I liked in Bangladesh, the food and the clothes, because the clothes are really cheap, and also they have like the saris and like all this, and they're just so beautiful. What I do not like is the weather. It is really hot and humid, and it's like it's not like the heat in Senegal. It's like the heat with the humidity, and I couldn't like I felt like I could not breathe, but I could breathe. But it's just the feeling of it. After there's Cameroon. Cameroon. I love the food. Like you see, the trend here. I love the food. So the food was really.
is pretty cheap, so I was really happy about that. What I did not like, but since I liked it, I did not like it, is the weather. So even it was cool and all that, it was not too hot, it was not too cold, but one thing that I did not like was that it rains all the time. And I don't like it.
We're back from our break, and we're gonna run through the rest of the questions. Since we're a lot, we're pretty much just gonna run through them like real quick. So the next question is like, what language do they speak, and was it hard for you to communicate?
When I went to Ghana, they speak English, and thankfully I had like already learned some English from my mom and then from school. I wasn't like as like good as I am now, but I was good enough to like communicate, so that was cool. And we were also with someone that spoke the language, so it's like if there's something we didn't understand, that was helpful. Togo, they speak French, so that was nice. It was cool to hear the accent though. And also like they speak Mina, which is actually my dad's language, and I didn't like hear a lot from his side like when we were home, so it was definitely cool to be able to like hear my own language from other people, you know, just being in the area. So I learned some, you know, a few words that I was able to take home with me. And so when it came to going to the village, that I had, my dad was actually speaking the language, and then it was cool just like hear, but I couldn't like communicate with my own family, like my cousins that I had never met before. I was like just smiling at them like, okay. And then for Spain, actually I went there because we were learning like Spanish
study school. Abroad kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of a study abroad with like five other girls, so it was very nice because when I got there I just knew basic and I couldn't have like full like fluent conversations. And by the time I like after the 3 weeks, like I was actually like so much better.
Yeah,
so it was very cool just to get out of my comfort zone and use whatever I had learned in school. And the people there were very understanding, even though they knew I didn't understand well the language, they were willing to teach me and take me step by step, which you don't find that in like a lot of other countries. So yeah,
that's one thing. And when they're willing to like teach you,
yeah,
making me more comfortable.
So
been through was sorry, Mauritania, and they spoke French, so at that time I was fine because French is my first language, so that was really cool. I don't remember exactly an accent because it has been like what? It was since 2005, so it's been a long time. After that, I went to Cameroon, and they also speak French. They're bilingual, they speak French and English, but like the part where I was, they spoke French, so it was fine. But like the interesting thing is like they all, like when I went to school, they thought that the way I was speaking French, I was trying, like I was forcing it to try to have the French accent, when that was how I was speaking. I was speaking,
that's what
you're speaking. Like, it was so funny, and like they had a different accent. It was really interesting. After that, where did I go? Bangladesh. Okay. So in Bangladesh, they speak Bengali, but they also speak English. So I don't speak Bengali. The only word I know is tikase. And I don't remember what it means. And they were speaking, when I went there, they were speaking like English. So I was not speaking English, but I could understand what they were saying because some of them were speaking broken English and not like English. So it was a little bit it was not difficult, but it was not easy. I always had to like make gestures for them to understand what I was saying, and they had to make gestures too for me to understand what they were saying. in Qatar, they speak Arabic, but like where I was in Doha, like the official language is Arabic, but like when I went there, they were speaking English, and that's when I had already like taken my English classes, so it was easy for me to communicate with them. They were really sweet. Now in the US, when I just came in, I couldn't speak English. Boy. But when people were talking, because I was just coming from Bangladesh, I could understand what people were saying, but I could not like reply in English, or like I did not know the words. So at first, it was like on the first day, I had a migraine because it was so hard to like listen to everyone and try like to understand what everybody was saying, and everybody had a different accent. The Nigerians here, the Ivorians here, the Americans here. So it was hard at first, but over time it got better. Well, if you're going to in Mauritania, I don't remember, but if you're in Nouakchott, like that's the capital of Mauritania, just go to the beach, it's beautiful. For Cameroon, you can go to Kibi. So Kibi is like one of the like touristy area where they have like the beach and everything. There's Kibi and now there is, I don't exactly remember, but like if you like hiking, you can go to, it's called Le Mont Elundem, I think. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing it well, but it's a really nice hike. It's like 3 hours up, 3 hours down, so 6 hours in total. I really loved it, except that the next day I couldn't really walk. But it's okay. Oh, if you go to Bangladesh, go to Old Dhaka. They have like the pink palace there. So the palace is like pink and it's really beautiful. And like in Old Dhaka, they also have like, I don't know how it's called, but they have a place like that they do just have like vendors with like earrings and like beads and all these things. It's really beautiful. So, and then I
think in Old Dhaka they also have a lake that you can cross on like a little wooden boat. I don't know how it's called in English, but in pirogue, for my people that can speak French. In New Zealand, let me check something. I know. So in New Zealand, you should go to Zealandia. It's like, it's really nice. You can have a tour guide and you just like tour around, and like there's the nature and you can see some of the ecosystem. Yeah. Then you can go to, if you are in Wellington, you can go to, I don't know the, I cannot say the traditional name. I am sorry. So I will say the other name. You can go to Somes Island. When I was there, I used to call it S'mores Island. I don't do it on purpose. Like, I will always forget it. Do you say S'mores Island? They're like, no, it's Somes Island. You can also go to Wellington Botanical Garden. It is really beautiful, like with plants from different countries, but also from New Zealand. You can go to the Te Papa Museum. It is such a beautiful museum, and like there is a part that they have like, what's it called, houses and sculptures in wood, and like that's where they had like the boat that looks like the one in Moana, but you can't take pictures unfortunately, but you should totally check it out. And if you're there during New Year's, you should totally look at the, what's it called, the fireworks, because they're one of the first country to like celebrate New Year's, so you should totally do that. Fun fact. Also, if you're in Wellington, you should go to the Wellington Zoo. They have like the kiwi birds, they have little blue penguins and others, so you should totally go there. Then if you're going from Wellington to Rotorua, you should go to the Whale Tapu. I don't know how to say it, I am sorry, but that's where they shot part of the one of the craters, or like the hot thermal sources. That's one of them they used it for The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. They have
where is this again?
It's between what's it called, between Wellington and Rotorua.
Actually, I was looking at, so I was in Torrejón de Madrid, which is like it's close to Madrid, but it's not in Madrid. So that was a nice little area. And then we visited, here you say Toledo, but you said Toledo. So it's actually like a city also that's not, I'm pretty sure it's not too far from Madrid. I'm hoping I'm not saying anything. But it was very nice. They have Alcázar, I think it's like a fortification. So it's like a really beautiful place to visit. And then also we went to Segovia, and there's a Roman aqueduct, so it was built like a long time ago by the Romans, and they used to carry water like from the river to Segovia, Spain, and I'm pretty sure it was like from bricks like handmade, and it was so beautiful to see, so you should definitely check that out. And then in Madrid there's like different also beautiful cathedrals and museums. So yeah, Spain is just really beautiful, like itself. And I say if you go to Africa, like if you go to Togo or Ghana, or even Ivory Coast, visit the markets. Like that's just like an experience in itself. Yeah. Like Togo, it's not, the markets were not like too hectic, but you could just see how like people, you know, negotiate the price, like how the clothes are on the floor.
I know it's so beautiful.
Go to the beach, eat outside. Like I know it's not always like, you know, the best way if you're like a foreigner to come, but just look for the places that are like clean and that are, you know, that won't give you into like, you know, yeah, food problems. But yeah, eat the fried fish, the grilled fish outside. What was I gonna say? Yeah, so yep.
Cool.
to Ghana, please go to Cape Coast Castle,
because
it's so just so it's not, it's sad, but it teaches you so much about slavery and like
history,
what the people, history, and you know, there's like, I remember going in this like big like room,
mm-hmm.
and they used to keep so many slaves there before they were like go, and you can literally still like smell like, you know, and it was sad, but it was like great to just, a great way to connect to like our roots and our history, and just to see like, you know, even like the sign that Obama and Michelle Obama put there, just to like say sorry in a way, or just kind of like remembering what happened, and they tell you a lot about what happened there also.
I've heard that place, like, visiting there is, like, this kind of powerful feeling. Like, I know my friend has visited there, too. Like, you can't come back the same.
You feel it.
Yeah. Like, probably even tear up going there.
Is there any, like, cultural difference, like, let's say, New Zealand?
I mean, of course, but versus our African culture.
I would say that the country that I felt like, oh, I really connected with was Dominican Republic. Because they have that vibe of, like,
true.
They're so nice and they have the family kind of vibe. Yeah, so like I felt like, oh my goodness, this is so cool and all that. If it's for camera, like it was different, and like me, I would touch more into like the religion.
Wow.
So us during Good Friday in Senegal, we don't like celebrate and make noise and all that. It's more like when you go to show, it's not that it's sad.
But that's cool. So if you were to try and settle down in one country apart from your home country, what do you think? I mean, it might change, but for now,
I'm not going to lie, because personally, because I've moved so many times, I feel detached no matter where I go. So I don't really like staying somewhere for too long.
Same.
So, I don't know what to tell you, but I would like to go back to where I'm being, but I can't choose, so we'll take it that way.
Yeah, I like my Nigeria, but I can't think of any place for now, but I mean, maybe while we go, like, you guys answer, maybe I'll think of something in the next 1 minute. I don't know.
I think if I want to settle somewhere, either in an African country or South American country, like Latin culture, you know. Most likely in an African country. Like, I mean, I can't choose my country. Otherwise, I would have said I But I can see myself in Ghana.
Same.
In, Togo. So,
I can see myself in Cotonou. Cotonou is the capital of Benin Republic. I can see myself there, because me, I felt it wasn't different. I mean, it's not far from Nigeria, but it wasn't really just different. I vibed. So I can see myself there, but outside of the African continent. Yes! In fact, outside of the African. Do you know that long bread that they have? The long hard bread?
Yes.
With the mayo. Hey, cheese. Is that it? Hey! That bread, I think I packed a lot and came back when I came.
You need to come to Senegal. You have the. Is it bakery in English? Let's say boulangerie.
Yeah.
Bread. You'll be eating bread up and down. Between baguette,
your stomach will block over. But me, I love this shop. But outside of the African continent, Yeah, it's either South American side or Europe. one country in Europe. I'll probably say Sweden. I'm looking at Sweden.
Yes!
I'd like to go to Sweden. Probably like see myself there maybe. But
for now I can think of
it's cold though. It's cold.
That's my problem.
It's
this
the
cold.
Weather that is throwing me off. Like, if I leave somewhere, it would be like an equator, like somewhere around the equator.
Equator. Yeah.
Equator. Sorry.
I mean, the vibe. You cannot kill it. You leave your country like 3 months. I want to go back.
Like if you leave, even that.
Thank you.
True. Maybe you will do it for 2 years. You enjoy it. Then
yes.
You start in the third year. Like,
can I move? Yeah. But that. Well,
I want to live everywhere.
I love traveling, Sha. That's why I was like, I was even excited for this episode because I love traveling too. So, like, us, we should be able to go to like more and more countries and visit, see difference in my culture from yours. But it's a really good experience. So, guys, sadly, this is the end of today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed our talking about different countries we visited and things we liked. And hopefully, if you guys are planning on, you know, visiting any of these countries, we've given you guys some like hints on places you could visit, what you might like there, you know, and just like in a way to prepare you. You get me? So. Please stop showing us food. Is that Amala and Ewedu Super? What's going on? God, Nigerians, man.
Oh,
I miss our Nigerian food. Anyways, I hope you guys will be able to like use this. You know, remember, I want to go here. Oh, I listen to Esther's podcast. Look at my listen to come back to my podcast and come on here like tips on on places you'd like to visit. And then if you're living there, we've told you what we like about your place. And we'd like to visit back, but we've come to the end of this. Thank you girls for you know having this discussion with me and like sharing what you guys shared. You guys, I will see you in my next episode. For now, it's a bye. So you guys, it's a bye.
Goodbye.